following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good afternoon. Good morning to everybody as we welcome you here to the Watertown Civic Arena in Watertown as we bring you coverage of day two of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament on KPLO as we follow the White River Lady Tigers. Tigers come up short in the course of Gaspickney yesterday. Another big challenge awaits as they take on the Aberdeen Roncalli Lady Cavaliers here this afternoon. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Venture Communication, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, May Adam, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, by Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO and the State B Girls Basketball Tournament brought to you by the Dakota Prairie Bank, the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, the Wigwam, Cherry Todd Electric, Krugman Law Office, the Roundup Bar and Grill, and Horizon Healthcare. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us this morning or afternoon for our coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. White River went in with a good game plan yesterday, controlled the matchup against Corsica Stickney. The matchup between the 4 and 5 seeds is White River comes into the tournament as the number 5 seed. But shots didn't fall and free throws added up for Corsica Stickney as the Jaguars were able to come from behind and were down by 6 going into the fourth quarter. They were able to erase that deficit. They win by 6, 49-43, the final score in that ball game as White River moves here to the afternoon bracket. They take on Aberdeen Roncalli, the Lady Cavaliers, currently 22-2 on the season. They come into the State B tournament as the number one overall seed, but they were knocked off by Viberg Hurley yesterday afternoon. The first game of the State B, 69-58, the final score in that ball game. Should be a good matchup here this afternoon as we get things ready here for day two of the annual State B basketball tournament. Lots to talk about in our pregame show. It's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. We'll recap what happened yesterday here at the B, and we'll also review what's going on today. We will also recap and update the other tournaments as well. The A tournament going on at Frost Arena in Brookings, the AA tournament going on in the Monument at Rapid City. We'll do all of that. We had a conversation with Jared Bowman of the White River Lady Tigers as well. We'll get his thoughts coming into day two of the State B and much, much more as our pregame show continues. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you that snow means slow. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. Postgame or pregame is underway. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsdam State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsdam State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Semi-final matchup, White River and Aberdeen on Ron Colley on the floor warming up as we speak. We're about 15 minutes away from the tip-off of our contest here this afternoon. The B tournament opened up yesterday here in Watertown with an upset as 8-seed Viberg Hurley knocked off top-seed Aberdeen Ron Colley, 69-58, the final score in that ball game. White River again came up short against Corsica Stickney, 49-43, the final score in that ball game. The night session yesterday featured DeSmet, the number two overall seed, and a very solid ball club knocking off Aberdeen Central, Aberdeen Christian, 52-44. And Faith, the number six seed. We saw them as they took on Sully Buttes in the SODAC 16. They played solid basketball yesterday and knocked off third seed Wall, 54-34. Aberdeen Ron Colley versus White River this afternoon, followed by Aberdeen Christian and Wall. The night session from the B tournament, Viberg Hurley versus Corsica Stickney at 6 o'clock tip-off, followed by DeSmet taking on Faith. The Class A tournament going on in Brookings yesterday, it was Wagner surviving a scare from 8-seed Red Cloud, but Wagner comes away with the victory 68-62. Another close ball game won by St. Thomas More in the end. The matchup between number four and number five seed, St. Thomas More outlasts Lakota Tech 37-35. West Central, the number two seed of the A tournament, knocks off Dakota Valley 65-52. Hamlin, they knock off Sioux Falls Christian 47-34, the final in that ball game. So this afternoon at noon, Red Cloud takes on Lakota Tech, followed by Dakota Valley and Sioux Falls Christian. The night games here are in Brookings at the A tournament. Wagner takes on Rapid City St. Thomas More. West Central takes on Hamlin in the second semifinal game tonight. The AA tournament saw another upset as 8-seed Sioux Falls Jefferson comes in and knocks off Sioux Falls Washington 47-43. Rapid City Stevens outlasts Rapid City Central 40-34. Those were the afternoon games. Last night it was Sioux Falls O'Gorman over Sioux Falls Lincoln 55-35. Brandon Valley knocks off Harrisburg 43-39, the final score in that ball game. So this afternoon out west in Rapid City, Sioux Falls Washington takes on Rapid City Central. Sioux Falls Lincoln takes on Harrisburg. The evening session on the championship side of the bracket, Sioux Falls Jefferson takes on Rapid City Stevens. Sioux Falls O'Gorman takes on Brandon Valley. And that updates you as far as what is going on in all three of the state girls basketball tournaments going on across South Dakota. We had the opportunity to talk to Jared Bowman, head coach of the White River Tigers. We will get his thoughts after we take a timeout. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Horizon Healthcare congratulates all of our high school state tournament basketball teams and celebrates their dedication and spirit. South Dakota has a long-standing tradition of high school sports, and Horizon Healthcare is proud to support it. Here's to student athletes, great competition, school spirit, and teamwork. Good luck to all the competition from Horizon Healthcare, and enjoy the game.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the South Dakota High School Activities Association.
Success is brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Jared Bowman of the White River Lady Tigers. And coach, a ball game where you led for 3.5 quarters but came up short against a very good Corsica Stickney ball club. Eventually, they just got too many chances from the free throw line. They were able to run you down.
Yeah, you know, I think we just kind of ran out of legs there at the end. And credit our girls because they battled and you know, we were undersized a little bit against them. And they fought throughout and nothing to hang their heads about, you know. And we'll get ready to go again today.
And you give up a little bit of size, like you say, but you have to provide a little extra energy to overcome that size differential. And I think that's where the fouls started to add up. And you never really fouled anybody out until the end, but the fouls kind of got spread around. That was one key that you said yesterday. You can't get in foul trouble. It's going to be the same thing here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I think fouls is a key to us. Has been a key for us all year is playing defense without fouling. And if we can do that and shoot more free throws than the other team, you know, we've been on the winning end of things. And it's been a, you know, an issue that we've had all year. And, we'll hopefully today do a better job of it.
Lily Krogman did a nice job coming off the bench, and I think what she was provided or asked to do by you is not necessarily score a bunch of points, but provide some size on the inside. She did that, and her fouls, I think, were just part of what needed to be done.
Yeah, you know, I think she's a little undersized too, but she does. She works hard, you know, she uses her body well, and she's capable of scoring. You know, we didn't see that really yesterday, but hopefully today she'll get it going on the offensive end a little bit.
Matchup against Aberdeen Roncalli, a team that comes in as a number one seed, gets knocked off by the 8. They're a team that's going to come in here, I think, a little bit hungry this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, they have a great group of senior girls, and they're super well coached. You know, he does a great job over there. And we'll have to have our A game and be ready to go, because I know that they'll be hungry and wanting to come out and get a win.
You know, and the other part of it, you get into a 3-day tournament like this, and you know you're going to be 7 or 8 deep, but as you come in and prepare and get ready to go, you know you're going to have to steal some minutes a little bit and keep your starters on the floor, but yet let them rest a little bit offensively. That means you're going to have to change things up a lot and run a lot of different offensive sets.
Yeah, you know, I think the key is to be patient offensively, you know, make the defense work on the offensive end so that you're not doing one shot and then having to run down and play defense for 35 seconds again. And you have to be smart offensively. And we did a really good job of that for 3 quarters, I thought, last night. And then we took a couple of bad possessions and took some early shots and just legs went and things didn't go our way. But tonight, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully we'll have that mindset that we need to be smart offensively and get back and defend, and rebounding will be huge in this one.
Tiger fans are already showing up. That's one thing about White River. They travel well wherever you go. I think you'll have a good crowd again here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, it's a great community for basketball. You know, there's the tradition on the boys' side is kind of carried over now with the girls, and we have a great group of followers, and it's awesome to see. You know, it's a long ways to Watertown, and those fans that make it up here, and I know there's a bunch at home watching on TV and stuff, so it's great to have that support.
All right, Coach, best of luck. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you.
Jared Bowman, head coach of the White River Lady Tigers, as we get his thoughts coming in to this consolation semifinal matchup against Aberdeen Roncalli. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at May Adam. Time for starting lineups. Aberdeen Roncalli's Lady Cavaliers we'll talk about first. Starting lineups brought to you by Avera Orthopedics. Starters at one guard, Allie Morgan, a 5'6 senior. The other guard, Morgan Fielder. She is a 5'8 senior. She scored 13 points and lost yesterday to Byberg Hurley. Ella Hansen at one guard. She is a 5'7 senior. Up front, they've got some size on the front line. J.C. Ewart, a 5'10 senior, scored 10 points yesterday. Madeline Bragg, a 6'2 senior, led Aberdeen Roncalli yesterday. She scored 24 points in the loss yesterday to Byberg Hurley, 69-58. Was the final score in that ball game. The Lady Cavaliers, 22-2 on the season under head coach Derek Larson. For White River, Malia Estes will start at one guard. She scored 22 yesterday afternoon, a 5'7 senior. Kelsey Morrison is the other guard. Rhea Tucker, a 5'9 sophomore. Carly Cameron, a 5'7 senior. Tana Bearheels, a 5'10 junior, will start for the White River Tigers, who are 18-4 on the season. Their head coach, Jared Bowman. And we get ready for the national anthem to be played here at the Watertown Civic Arena. We will pause. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament from KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects, and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Horizon Healthcare sees everyone, from tots to teeners to seniors. We're committed to wellness where you live, with local medical and behavioral health services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Fort Thompson, Wessington Springs, Plankinton, and Woonsocket.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities, and the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends, with breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Of highway safety, we're KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K26 3AW and Pier Ford Beer. Drive sober or get pulled over. One piece of business from our pregame, the announcement of our game officials. It's brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Nick Hunnemer, Jordan Odens, Mike Ruth officiating our contest this afternoon. Tip off or controlled by Aberdeen Ron Colley, the home team on the scoreboard, dressed in their home whites with the green and black numerals and trim. White River for the second day in a row, the visitor on the scoreboard, dressed in their road purple and gold. Wing three taken. Shot is up, no good. Rebound comes off long, chased down by Olivia Hansen. And the foul whistled out front on White River. It'll be on Rhea Tucker. That will be her first personal foul. And again, same as yesterday, you heard from head coach Jared Bowman, his team cannot get in foul trouble early in this one. Around the perimeter, here is Morgan Fielder on the left side. Back to the cross court, skip pass, Allie Morgan. Pass inside, trying to get it to Madeline Bragg. It's tipped and turned over as White River makes the defensive play. Up the floor they come. This is Morrison, who will handle at the top into the hands of Malaya Estes. Estes tries to operate left side. Aberdeen Roncalli will play man-to-man. The step back and the three ball is too strong. Rebound Morgan Fielder. And Aberdeen Roncalli will head the other way. A scoreless first minute of the opening quarter. Fielder on the drive. Shot no good. Estes with the rebound. She'll lead the break the other way. Malaya on the move right side. The pull-up for three is no good. And the rebound picked up by Aberdeen Roncalli as J.C. Ewart clears it. And it is Fielder the other way. Morgan, the 5'8 senior for Aberdeen Roncalli, brings it inside down low. First touch of the afternoon for Madeline Bragg. Shot no good. She'll chase down her own rebound deep right corner. And back out front, Aberdeen Roncalli has the basketball. Scoreless with 6.5 remaining in the quarter. On the drive, Morgan Fielder, and she is fouled Second team foul for White River already. This time, free throws are upcoming. The foul is going to be whistled on Rhea Tucker. That's personal foul number two. Morgan Fielder, the 5'8 senior, to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. Still looking for our first points of the ball game. We won't see it here as the first free throw is up, and it is no good. Morgan Fielder, the 5'8 senior for the Lady Cavaliers of Aberdeen, Ron Colley, who come into the contest 22-2. Second free throw up and good. And Aberdeen, Ron Colley is on the board. Near turnover as White River almost lost it, but Malay Astis will regain possession and head the other way. Cross half court, Tucker on the wing right side, out front Morrison, and around the perimeter again, it's Estes. They run the offense through her. Nice ball fake. She'll drive and fire. She will be fouled, and Madeline Bragg picks up her first personal foul. So now White River will get chances at free throws. Malaya Estes, the 5'7 senior at the line. Estes with 22 in the game yesterday afternoon. Malaya also did a nice job from the free throw line as she was 7 of 9 from the free throw line. She puts the first free throw up and good. 1-1 is our score. Second free throw is up. That is no good. And Aberdeen Ron Colley has the basketball. Back out front and around the perimeter. J.C. Ewart into the wing. Morgan Fielder. She'll launch the three, and that is up good. From the right side, she puts it home. The first field goal of the ball game, and it's 4-1. Aberdeen Ron Colley. Both teams a little close to the best here to start the ballgame. Nice pass inside. Malaya Estes fouled again. And that was a nice pass to the baseline from Carly Cameron. Estes to the free throw line and another foul on Madeline Bragg. That will be her second. So the foul situation evening up as Estes puts the first of two free throws up, and it's no good. Madeline Bragg will have to check out. We will see Ella Hansen check into the ballgame, the 5'7 senior. Olivia Hansen started in lieu of Ella Hansen. That was the information that was given to us. And Ella is now in the ballgame. Second free throw by Estes is up no good. Here's Aberdeen Ron Colley. Round the perimeter. Fielder with it out front as they go to the wing. Olivia Hansen. Olivia on the drive to the rim. Shot is too strong. White River will come away with the rebound as Rhea Tucker covers it up. And here is White River the other way once again. 5:25 remains opening quarter. 4-1 is our score. Morrison out front and into the hands of Tana Bear Heels. Going back to Estes as she will try to operate. Cameron up top. Morrison once again. Kelsey on the drive has the ball knocked away. And we're going to have a foul called. Did not hear the whistle, but everybody stopped. And Mike Ruth heads from the baseline to make the call. Foul is going to be whistled on Aberdeen Ron Colley. It's on Allie Morgan. And Morgan picks up her first personal foul. Third team foul on Aberdeen Ron Colley as White River puts it in play. Bear Heels up top. Cameron from the corner. The three taken. It's up. No good. Rebound. Aberdeen Ron Colley. They lead 4-1 inside of 5 minutes remaining in the opening quarter as they bring it across the half court stripe to the wing or left side. Ewart. Now to Fielder, and she'll drive and get to the rim and score. Morgan Fielder with all six of Aberdeen Ron Colley's points here in the early going. It is a 6-1 score. White River still looking for their first field goal of the ball game as we work to the halfway mark of the quarter, and White River will lose the basketball here. Bounce pass to the baseline. Malay Estes cannot hang on, and the media timeout is upon us with 4:30 remaining in the opening quarter. 6-1 Aberdeen Ron Colley. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Brought to you by Integra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. As Aberdeen Roncalli, with a 6-1 lead, operates with the basketball. It is Olivia Hansen. Passing to the corner, trying to get it to Morgan Fielder. The ball knocked out of her hands, knocked away and out of bounds. Aberdeen Roncalli will trigger the inbounds from the left corner with 20 to shoot. Inbounds comes to Fielder around the perimeter. Hansen the right side and back out front. Again, they'll find Fielder on the baseline. Morgan will drive, works the reverse. Shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lily Krogman, who checked into the ballgame during the timeout. Estes, now Morrison. Kelsey with the basketball, left side of the key, high post, tied up, and a jump ball. Possession arrow will point towards White River. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com, as, of course, we're available worldwide at the website, drgnews.com. And we'll archive audio. We can't video the state tournament contest, of course, but we'll have archived audio for you at our website, drgnews.com, on the KPLO station page. White River inbounding it. They work out front. It is Lily Krogman with it out front and into the hands of Rhea Tucker. Now it's Estes. She'll drive and fire. Shot is no good. White River again without a field goal. 3.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. 6-1 Aberdeen Roncalli leads. Morgan Fielder right side. Out front, Olivia Hansen down low. This is Ava Hansen dealing. Shot there is no good. They battle for the rebound. White River will control it. The Lady Tigers giving up a little size, but are able to take care of business on the defensive glass anyway. On the drive, it is Estes trying to get to the rim. Shot no good. Rebound. White River, they'll get a second chance opportunity. Here is Cameron. Out front, Estes. Guarded well. Malaya will drive. Kicks it to the corner. The open look there for Morrison. She'll try to operate. She'll get to the rim and put the shot up short. Another offensive rebound, White River. Here it's down low to Morrison. Shot is good. Kelsey Morrison scores the two. It was Rhea Tucker who kept it alive. Cameron was able to get control of the basketball and send it down to the baseline for Morrison. White River gets their first field goal at the 2:40 mark of the opening quarter. Here's Aberdeen Roncalli trying to answer the three-point try. Olivia Hansen shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Cavaliers. That put back from Ava Hansen is no good. And here is White River as they control the defensive glass this time and will bring the basketball into their front court. Still a one-possession game at 6-3 as Aberdeen Roncalli has the three-point advantage. Rhea Tucker out front. Malay Estes trying to run off the screen, and she's having to run a long way. She works the back cut. Shot there is short, kept alive by White River, but out of bounds. It will belong to Aberdeen Roncalli. This was one of the conversations that we talked about, the head coach Jared Bowman, trying to get things going as far as the offense from White River. They're having to run off of a lot of screens, and Aberdeen Roncalli playing a lot of man-to-man and good man-to-man defense so far. But got to try to figure out a way to maybe give your offense a little bit of a rest and get into some easier shots. And Aberdeen Roncalli missed. We'll give White River the basketball once again. Here is Morrison out front. And she is fouled. The personal on Olivia Hansen will be her first for Aberdeen Roncalli. That is team foul number 4. And with a minute 35 remaining in the opening quarter, White River trailing 6-3. They hand the basketball. Here is Kelsey Morrison. With the dribble across half court, Estes on the wing left. She works a crossover, lob inside Krogman, down low, the screen inside, and Estes trying to get to the rim and pass off, and there was nobody available as she swung it to the wing right side, and The ball goes out of bounds, and White River with their second turnover of the opening quarter. Madeline Bragg back into the ball game. Checking out will be Ella Hansen for Aberdeen Roncalli. The Cavaliers and White River both off to a little bit of a slow start here. It is a 6-3 score with a minute 10 remaining in the quarter. Here's J.C. Ewart out front. Fielder on the wing, right side. Lob inside and over the top of the defense. Madeline Bragg and a foul called. And Madeline will go to the free throw line as the foul committed. Carly Cameron with the personal. That will be her first. And Madeline Bragg will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair of free throws. The first one is up good. Aberdeen Roncalli, two of three from the free throw line so far. They get ready for their fourth free throw attempt of the quarter, and the free throw is up and good. 8-3 now, Aberdeen Roncalli leads. Bragg will check out. Ella Hansen will check into the ball game, and the situation there where the head coach of Aberdeen Roncalli, Derek Larson, put Bragg in the ball game just for that offensive possession. Wanted to be able to try to draw a foul inside, get some points on the board, and they did just that. It was their first points in a while. Here is Estes, baseline jumper. That rims in and out, no good. And Aberdeen Roncalli will come away with the rebound. They'll run the fast break. They have numbers. Up the floor, layup good. And that is Ella Hansen. She will score the basket in the timeout taken by White River. 30-second timeout with 38 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. It is 10-3 Roncalli. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
With John Depp at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We welcome you back to the Watertown Civic Arena. 10-3 is our score as the Aberdeen Roncalli Cavaliers have the lead over White River. The Tigers just one field goal so far. They have struggled from the field in this opening quarter. Malaya Estes out front, and out of the timeout, White River is content to try to wind down some of the time here in this opening quarter, perhaps get the final shot of the period. Morrison left side. They go to the corner, and an open look there. Malaya Estes will deal. Fire. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Aberdeen Roncalli. They'll get a shot at it from half court, and that is offline and no good. And that brings us to the end of the opening quarter. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 10-3 Aberdeen Roncalli, and we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Aberdeen Roncalli with the basketball as we start the second half. And White River played man-to-man defense. A near steal there by Malaya Astis, but could not control the basketball. She lost it out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Cavaliers. as they will work the inbound here. Early in the second quarter, it is Aberdeen Roncalli 10, White River 3, as the Cavaliers work. J.C. Ewart swinging it left side. On the wing, Olivia Hansen will drop the three. And that is up and good. 13-3. The lead to Aberdeen Roncalli. And White River needs a bucket here. Estes will bring it across half court. Off of screen, she'll fire a three. She is fouled, and she will get free throws as Olivia Hansen commits her second personal foul. It will be the fifth team foul for Aberdeen Roncalli. And Malay Estes at the free throw line to shoot three, just trying to create some offense here for a White River ball club, a little leg weary perhaps in this second day of this three-day state tournament. First free throw is good by Estes. She'll get two more here. Estes with just 2 points so far. Free throw up good in the second attempt. She has one more. That is up, and that is good. 13-6 now, a 7-point lead for Aberdeen Roncalli. The Cavaliers have hit 2 3-pointers so far. On the wing right side, Allie Morgan. Back out front, back to Morgan. To the top of the key, it comes to Hansen. Now Morgan, who dribbled it off her leg, but was able to keep the dribble and maintain possession. Now it is Fielder out front. She'll stop and pop from 17. Shot is no good there, and the rebound out of bounds. Off of White River, Rhea Tucker touched it last. The ball will belong to Roncalli. They will inbound baseline left as J.C. Ewart puts it in play. Lob inside, ball knocked free, it's loose. Roncalli is able to keep possession. Fielder inside, and before the shot, a foul called on White River. I think that's going to go on Lily Krogman. We'll wait for the official call as Lily is whistled for the personal. That will be her first foul. And for White River, team foul number 4, Aberdeen Roncalli will inbound it as it will come out to Morgan Fielder. She'll start from the left wing. Lob inside. The turnaround is up good. And that is Madeline Bragg. Her first field goal. She has 4 points, and it's 15-6. 6:40 remains in the first half. Rhea Tucker on the right side for White River. Now Kelsey Morrison at the point. Estes on the wing left as she will fake and drive. But good man-to-man defense. Estes will rock and fire. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Rhea Tucker. That is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Aberdeen Roncalli. They'll head the other way. Here's Allie Morgan. Down low, Bragg, the turnaround is up, no good, and another foul is going to be called on White River. And that is just a tough matchup for White River to handle. Bragg at 6'2", she's very active, and she ran the floor well and got herself in position. The foul on Carly Cameron will be her second personal foul. A pair of free throws here for Madeline Bragg. First one is up, and it is good. A 15-6 score now. The lead at 9 for Aberdeen Roncalli. The 6'2 senior Madeline Bragg with her second free throw attempt, and that is good. 16-6 and a 10-point lead for Aberdeen Roncalli as White River now will work the basketball across half court. Estes with the dribble across the time stripe will work off of a screen by Cameron. Estes trying to create, and she loses her balance and the basketball. Turnover, White River. Here's Aberdeen Roncalli. This is Bragg on the move. Down low, Fielder. Nice bounce pass in traffic. The shot is up good by Olivia Hansen. Fielder got trapped underneath the basket with a little too deep to try a reverse layup, so instead just flipped it accurately into the hands of Olivia Hansen, who scores the two, and now it's a 12-point lead for Roncalli at 18-6. White River with it. This is Krogman up top, bare heels. Lily for three, or Tana rather, for three. Shot is no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Roncalli. And White River starting to slow up, starting to wear down. We're seeing some short shots that are short already here on this first half. And Aberdeen Roncalli continuing to attack. And Olivia Hansen is fouled. The personal on White River on Kelsey Morrison, that will be her first and team foul number 6 for the Lady Tigers. Olivia Hansen shooting two. And the free throw is no good. She'll get ready for the second free throw. That one is up and good. She will hit one of two, and it is 19-6. Hansen will check out of the ball game. Checking in will be Ava Hansen, the 5'9 freshman. White River again needing points where they can. They have really struggled in this first half, trailing 19-6. They will work out front and to the perimeter. Maria Krogman in the ball game. She'll get a touch by our left side. They send it out. It's Morrison. Kelsey trying to make a move on the right or left side. She's going to be called for a travel, and for White River, another turnover, and that is their fourth of the ball game. And a good time for a media timeout for White River. They'll head to the bench with 4:56 remaining in the half. It is 19-6 for Aberdeen Ron Colley. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pier with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Horizon Healthcare is committed to wellness where you live. We see everyone in all ages and stages of life with local dental services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient dental care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Wessington Springs and Plankinton.
Lead at the end of the opening quarter. They have been able to add to the lead here in the second period. 19-6 out of the media timeout. Aberdeen Roncalli has the basketball as they work the perimeter. This is Fielder out front. Left side, J.C. Ewart. They throw the skip pass. Allie Morgan, entry pass tipped and stolen away. White River's defense forces a turnover. We'll see if they can come away with points. Here is Estes. Morrison on the left side. Balea will set a screen. They send it back out front. Lily Krogman to Estes. And Estes will have to force. The shot there is short. And Balea has been defended well throughout this first half. As Kelsey Morrison will check out and checking into the ball game for White River is Riley Lunderman, the 5'6 sophomore. Working to the halfway mark of the second quarter, it's 19-6. Aberdeen Roncalli with the advantage. Fielder on the drive to the rim. Shot is up. No good. Whistle blown and traveling violation call. Turnover for Roncalli. Back-to-back turnovers for them. They have three in the ballgame now. And White River with it once again. Couple baskets would change things. It's still just a 13-point ball game, but White River has just not been able to consistently drop down those perimeter jumpers that they need to have to be successful. Here is a Lily Krogman three that is up no good. And the rebound pulled down by the Cavaliers once again as Morgan Fielder will push the basketball across half court. Inside of 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Aberdeen Roncalli with a 13-point lead. Turnaround Madeline Bragg on the baseline. Shot is up good. Madeline Bragg with 8 points in the ballgame. She picked up two fouls early. Had to leave the ballgame in the opening quarter, but has come back and has played well offensively for Aberdeen Roncalli here in this second quarter. Malay Astis with a miss in the lane. Rebound Cavaliers. And again, Aberdeen Roncalli will head the other way and try to add to a 15-point advantage. Around the perimeter, Fielder. Right elbow extended. The 15-foot jumper is up good. Coming about a 17-footer. It was inside the arc. She drops it home from there, and it's 23-6. And White River got a couple defensive stops on Aberdeen Roncalli, but could not capitalize offensively. Could not put points on the board. Neverdeen Ron Cully comes back and scores some more. Here, Madeline Bragg makes a defensive play. Five turnovers on White River. And again, the Cavaliers will bring it into their front court. Leading by 17 as they work the perimeter. Lob inside Bragg. The turnaround is up and no good. Good box out there for Carly Cameron. Estes with the basketball now up the floor, and the pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound, Ron Cully. And Aberdeen Ron Cully not interested in getting into a track meet with White River at this point. And Morgan Fielder will slow things down and bring it into the front court now with 2:10 remaining in the quarter. Quick three taken. It's up good. Olivia Hansen with the three ball and a timeout taken. White River will take the timeout with 2:04 remaining until the halftime break. 26-6. White River leads a 30-second break. And we'll take it with them on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative today. 2:02 remains here in the second quarter. It is 26-6 Aberdeen Ron Cully, the number one seed of this State B basketball tournament. They come in and got upset yesterday by Viberg Hurley, and they came into this ball game with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and making a statement here in this first half, as they have not only done it offensively by scoring 26, but they have also slowed down White River offensively. Here is a Melena Brave drive that is up and good for two, and that stops another Aberdeen Ron Cully scoring run. And for White River, their first points in a long, long time here in this second quarter. 26-8, here's Aberdeen Ron Cully. Entry pass down low, it's tipped, it's loose, it's tied up in a jump ball, and the possession arrow will belong to White River. That'll be a turnover on the Cavaliers. Aberdeen Ron Cully with four turnovers in this first half. But still plenty of time for White River, trailing here by 18, but you get a basket here, basket there, especially if you can start knocking some threes down. They have shown that they can get some defensive stops. Here is Morrison out front and into the hands of Tana Bearheels. Bearheels around the perimeter as they pass off. Down low, Camaria Krogman. Her pull-up is no good. The rebound pulled down by Aberdeen Ron Cully. Morgan Fielder on the drive to the rim. Shot is up and good. The basket will count and a foul is called. The foul on White River will be whistled on Carly Cameron, and for Carly, that will be her third personal foul. Malay Estes was out for a moment. She is back in the ballgame as Cameron will check out. 47 seconds remain in the half. It's 28-8. Aberdeen Ron Cully leading. Morgan Fielder, one of two from the line, trying to clean up a three-point play. Shot is no good. Ron Cully will get the rebound and send it back. Here is Fielder. Thinking about the three, instead will pass off down low in a reach and a foul called on White River. Tana Bearheels with her first personal foul. Ella Hansen was the one that snuck in and stole that offensive rebound off the missed free throw. She'll shoot a 1-1 here to try to add to the 20-point advantage. Free throw is up, and it is good. For Ella Hansen, 3 points in the ballgame now. Aberdeen Ron Cully has had four different players score. White River has had three. And again, White River has really struggled from the field. Their shooting percentage, especially, they've done well from the free throw line, but from the field, the shooting percentage, we hope to see at halftime, but just not good throughout this first half of basketball. Here, White River looking for offense. Estes, Camaria Krogman, the three is up good. First three of the ball game, and boy, did White River need that. 29-11. Final seconds of the first half as Aberdeen Roncalli pushes across half court. Fielder and Estes work out front. Fielder will drive. Lob inside. It's tipped. It's stolen away. Estes from half court will get a chance. The three, no good. And that is the end of the first half. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment and my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Byright Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes. We'll return to coverage of the State B on KPMO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. That's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Back here at the Watertown Civic Arena, we are at halftime of this consolation semifinal matchup between the White River Lady Tigers and the Lady Cavaliers of Aberdeen Roncalli. And Aberdeen Roncalli coming into this tournament as the number one overall seed, upset yesterday by Viberg Hurley. They're still a little upset as they have come out and have set the tone in this ballgame. 29-11 is the halftime score as they have controlled this ball game. Both teams got off to a slow offensive start. It was 10-3 at the end of the opening period as Aberdeen Roncalli had the advantage. But, boy, did they turn it on in the second quarter where White River just struggled from the field throughout the first half and were able to muster just 8 points in the second quarter, where Aberdeen Roncalli scored 19, and they are able to open up an 18-point advantage here at the halftime break. Individual scoring for White River, Malaya Estes leading the way, the 5'7 senior with 4 points. Kelsey Morrison with two. 2 points for Milena Brave. Kamaria Krogman with 3 points in the ball game, and a total of 11 for White River. The Lady Tigers go to the free throw line seven times. All of their free throw attempts came from Malia Estes. She was 4 of 7 from the free throw line. That Aberdeen-Roncalli defense held Estes, one of Central South Dakota's leading scorers, to 0 field goals in the first half. White River, again, 4 of 7 from the free throw line. The Lady Tigers with 5 turnovers in 16 minutes of basketball. For Aberdeen, Roncalli already in double figures. The 5'8 senior Morgan Fielder, she has 10 points. Olivia Hansen with 9. Madeline Bragg with 8. Ella Hansen with 3. Lady Cavaliers go to the free throw line 11 times in the first half. They were 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Aberdeen, Roncalli with 5 turnovers in the first half as well. The foul situation started out where Aberdeen Roncalli, it looked like they were going to get themselves into a little bit of foul trouble, but they were able to work through it. Madeline Bragg picked up 2 fouls early. She went to the bench for a big chunk of the opening quarter, but came out and did not pick up a foul in the second, so she still has 2 personal fouls. Olivia Hansen with 2 fouls. On the White River side, Carly Cameron with 3 personals, 2 for Rhea Tucker. That is the foul situation for the Lady Tigers of White River. As we try to look at some of the other scores, we look at the Class A tournament going on this afternoon. We'll try to update some scores there. We will have high school basketball for you tomorrow afternoon. Win or lose, White River will play tomorrow, and we'll have that ball game for you on KPLO either at noon or at 12:45, or at 1:45, pardon me. They'll either play for 7th or 5th place. We'll have both of those, or we'll have that game for you tomorrow here on KPLO. And then, of course, we'll have coverage of Lower Brule and White River's boys from the State B tournament next week, as we'll have that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from the Barnett Center in Aberdeen. We'll have that for you on KPLO. 29-11 is our halftime score, and we will be back with more. We'll be back with the third quarter, and it will be Aberdeen Roncalli who will have the basketball as we start the second half. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH MagnaPower batteries are built to take a pounding, and Titan Machinery has them for you. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition, these are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Titan Machinery today for more details. Case IH MagnaPower batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Brunch Collie with the basketball as we start the second half. They have a 29-11 lead. They'll lob inside. Madeline Bragg with the catch in traffic. And she will score the two to make it 31-11. And we are underway here on this third quarter. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle from the home of the Watertown Arrows, the Watertown Civic Arena, as we bring you coverage of day two of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll update those other state tournaments in a moment. My computer needed kick-started. I think we had a battery in our pocket. Here is White River working with it. Morrison on the drive. Defended well. Ball knocked away and stolen. And up the floor of the Cavaliers. Crossover. Fiedler to the rim. She'll draw the foul. And we'll get a pair of free throws. Boy, that was just good one-on-one defense. Kelsey Morrison trying to go to the rim was defended well by J.C. Ewart. She knocked the ball away. Malaya Estes with her first personal foul here. Morgan Fiedler with 10 first half points will try to start the scoring in the second half as she puts the first free throw up and no good. The A tournament at halftime, it is Red Cloud leading Lakota Tech 36-19. That is at the halftime break. Sioux Falls, Washington, Rapid City Central out at the Monument in Rapid City just getting underway. Second free throw is up, no good. Estes will control the rebound. White River will head the other way, trailing by 20, a minute into this third quarter. Estes with the handle out front, working for a screen off of a double team. She'll drive, she'll fire. Shot is good. Malaya Estes' first field goal comes at the 6:46 mark of the second quarter. And it is a 31-13 score. Here is Fiedler with a crossover on Cameron. She'll go to the rim and score the two. Carly with those three personal fouls can only do so much defensively if she's left one-on-one. And Fiedler went right to the rim and scored the two. Here is Estes trying to match. She'll drive in the lane and fire. She will score the two. Malaya Estes with 8 points now. Back-to-back buckets for her. It's 33-15. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Fiedler across half court, high post. It comes Olivia Hansen around the perimeter and down to the baseline. Fiedler, as she works it around the perimeter. Allie Morgan up top, down low. Madeline Bragg in traffic, and she's held the foul call. And she is just a tough matchup for anybody who does match up with her on the White River side. Tana Bearheels got her turn this time, and the 5'10 junior picks up her second personal foul. It will be the second team foul of the half for White River. And Madeline Bragg at the free throw line to shoot two. She was 4-4 from the stripe in the first half. First free throw is up and good here. 34-15 is our score. 5:57 remains in the third quarter. Winner will play at 1:45 tomorrow for the Consolation Championship for fifth place as Bragg puts the second free throw up and good. The loser of this ball game will play at noon tomorrow for seventh place. Wherever White River plays, that's where we'll be tomorrow on KPLO. Round the perimeter, Carly Cameron with the corner three. The shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Morgan Fiedler. Fiedler hustles it the other way, brings it across half court. And now Aberdeen Roncalli will settle in. Hansen left side. Back to the right side. Morgan down low. Hansen. Shot is off glass and good. Olivia Hansen working with off the basketball there and was able to score the bucket to make it 37-15. The biggest lead of the afternoon for Aberdeen Roncalli is 22 points. And here is White River. Corner three, Lily Krogman. It's up, no good. Rebound is loose. White River has it. And a timeout, White River. Rhea Tucker was down on the floor trying to get rid of the basketball, and the five-second count was on. And the second timeout used by Jared Bowman and the White River Lady Tigers. 5:10 remains here in the third quarter, 37-15. Aberdeen Ron Colley leads. Let's pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Horizon Healthcare sees everyone, from tots to teens to seniors. We're committed to wellness where you live, with local medical and behavioral health services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Fort Thompson, Wessington Springs, Plankinton, and Woonsocket.
White River will inbound the basketball. Here is the layup. Just a step back and a three. That is up short. And the rebound pulled down by Aberdeen Ron Colley. 5 minutes remain, third quarter, 37-15. Aberdeen Ron Colley looking for victory number 23 on the season. As they work the basketball around the perimeter. Open look and a three-point try. Allie Morgan, it's up, no good. White River will come away with the rebound. And as we work through this third quarter, and we said in the second quarter, White River with plenty of time to get back in this ball game. But as we get to the halfway mark of the third quarter, possessions and points need to go hand in hand for White River. Here is Estes on the drive. Gets a shot at the rim. It's up, no good. She winds up on the deck. No foul called. Here's Olivia Hansen to the rim. That shot is good. The basket will count, and the foul is called. She will get the chance at the three-point play. It's Carly Cameron picks up her fourth personal foul, and it's time for the media timeout. 39-15 is our score, as Aberdeen Ron Colley is in control here in the third quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Agtegra brings us our timeouts. Agtegra reminds you, acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Back at the free throw line, Olivia Hansen trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw is up and no good. Hansen with 13 points, 4 in the quarter, and it's 39-15. Here's Malaya Estes as she works out front. Off of a screen, the pull-up jumper in the lane, rattles in and out and no good. And here is Aberdeen Ron Colley the other way. J.C. Ewart, pass inside, shot is good. That is Madeline Bragg. And Aberdeen Ron Colley starting to show a little bit of how and why they were the number one seed coming into this state tournament. They got upset by a Viberg Hurley team that just continued and would not miss shots. Here's a three from up top. That's up and good by White River. Lily Krogman drops one home, and it's 41-18, but Aberdeen Ron Colley and Viberg Hurley were in quite a shooting battle in the ball game yesterday afternoon before White River played Corsica Stickney. Here's a corner three that is up and good from J.C. Ewart. And that will be her first basket of the ball game, and it's 44-18. 26-point lead for Aberdeen Ron Colley as we work to the three-minute mark remaining in this third quarter. Here is Krogman down low. This is Estes posting up. The turnaround is up and good. Malaya Estes with 10 points in the ball game, 44-20. But again, White River continues to, well, they need to keep scoring. They need to get some defensive stops, and a whistle and a foul committed here as Aberdeen Roncalli gets the ball inside. The foul is going to be whistled on Kelsey Morrison. That will be her third personal foul. And this will not be a shooting foul, and Aberdeen Roncalli will inbound it on the baseline as J.C. Ewart triggers it to Morgan Fielder. Fakes the three, draws the defense, and sends it to the left side. The ball in the hands of Olivia Hansen. Down low, Bragg. Shot is up, no good, but the backside offensive rebound from Ava Hansen. She'll get the rebound and put it up and in. 46-20, and again, White River not able to get the defensive stop. Here is Estes from up top. The three is no good. The rebound is loose. It's out of bounds off of White River. The ball will belong to Aberdeen Roncalli once again. Tamaria Krogman into the contest for the Lady Tigers. Aberdeen Roncalli in control here with 2:20 remaining. Now a steal. This is a Malaya Estes steal. Estes will go the length of the floor, and her layup is good. Malaya Estes taking advantage of the turnover, the sixth of Aberdeen Roncalli, and it's 46-22. Here is Roncalli as they work out front, and a whistle and a foul. Estes going for the steal again, picks up her second personal foul, and for White River, team foul number five, and when you're in game management mode, as Aberdeen Roncalli is at this point, the foul's starting to add up. That means that they're working their way closer to the bonus as Aberdeen Roncalli trying to send it left corner. Sees White River tip the basketball out of bounds, and Aberdeen Roncalli will have to put it in play once again. 32 on the shot clock as the inbounds comes to Bragg, who will work out front, spins into the lane, pushes off a little, shot is up, no good. Rebound is loose. Roncalli has it. The Cavaliers will reset. And even at this point, late in the third quarter, they know that this is a senior-led ball club that Aberdeen Roncalli has. They realize that they can go back, reset the offense, take a little time off the clock, shorten up this third quarter, work their way to the fourth. They get a miss inside, another offensive rebound, and then Aberdeen Roncalli throws the basketball away. But through all of that, they took a good 40, 45 seconds off the clock. And we will see White River go to their bench as Melina Brave will check in. Checking out will be Rhea Tucker. And also into the ballgame, Morgan Fielder. She was not out for long. She checks out, checks back in. J.C. Ewart will check out for the remainder of the quarter for Aberdeen Roncalli. 46-22. Aberdeen Roncalli has the lead over White River, working to the final minute of the third quarter. This is Malaya Estes driving, running off of a screen, trying to pass off and a foul committed. It will be whistled on Roncalli's Ava Hansen. Her first personal foul, the first foul team-wise and a half for Aberdeen Roncalli. And White River will again put it in play. You have to give a lot of credit. We've talked about the struggles that White River has had from the field, but you got to give Aberdeen Roncalli's defense a very, well, very large amount of credit. As Malaya Estes with another jumper that is up short. Rebound pulled down by Roncalli, and on the breakaway, it's Olivia Hansen. Shot is up, no good. Rebound pulled down by White River. Lady Tigers keep battling here. It's Morrison up the floor. Malaya Brave on the move. She loses the basketball. And Aberdeen Roncalli will steal it back. Fielder across the time stripe. Fielder with the crossover. Fielder to the rim. Shot is good. Morgan Fielder with the bucket. She has 14 points in the ball game. 48-22 as time winds down here in the third quarter. Estes brings the basketball across half court. Estes off of a screen. The crossover, again the crossover. Olivia Hansen dug in defensively. Back out front, it's a three for Lily Krogman. It's up, no good. The rebound, oh, it hit the shot clock. It is out of play. Aberdeen Roncalli did control the rebound. Roncalli will have it here as they work up the floor. Fielder with a running start to it will get to the rim. Shot is up. Good. As time expires, and that is a defensive breakdown for White River, and Morgan Fielder was able to go to the rim and score the two. 50-22 Aberdeen Ron Colley. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment. Fairbale processors, Morris Hay Hikers, a used John Deere 4240 tractor, and much, much more. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We go to the fourth in 1 minute on KPMO.
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
White River will have the basketball as we start the fourth quarter with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle. Malaya Astis on the baseline will get free and come in from the left side and score the two. Estes with 14 in the ballgame, 10 here in the second half, and it is 50-24 early in the fourth quarter. Up top, Madeline Bragg, high post, will drive and fire, shot no good. Estes will get the rebound. White River will head the other way. And the ball into the hands of Kelsey Morrison now as White River will get the offense started. Jana Bearheels out there. Maria Krogman, Kelsey Morrison. Malaya Estes out there. She will drive and fire. Shot is no good. She tips the basketball out of bounds. Malena Brave in the ballgame as well for White River here as Aberdeen Ron Colley works with the basketball. Cross half court, Morgan Fielder. Again, a crossover. She'll drive, gets to the rim. Shot is no good. Rebound, Olivia Hansen. She'll put it up and in. Olivia Hansen with 15 points in the ballgame. It's 52-24, a 28-point lead once again as White River just, they score a basket, get a defensive stop or two, but really not able to put a lot of baskets together. Here is a three for Kelsey Morrison that's up and good. Morrison with her first basket of the second half, and it's 52-27. Again, Aberdeen Ron Colley in the driver's seat here as they work with it. Hansen down low, Bragg, guarded well this time. The turnaround is up too strong and no good. Rebound is loose. White River will come away with it. Estes will try to lead the break, but Ron Colley back smartly, and White River will reset the offense as they'll get it started with Morrison on the right side. Here is Camaria Krogman for three. That shot is up and good. That's her second three of the ball game, and that's what we're talking about, a defensive stop and then a three at the other end. That's back-to-back threes for White River, and all of a sudden a 22-point game at 52-30. Still a long ways to go, but Estes with a steal. Estes to the rim. She'll fake and fire and score the two. 52-32. That is a quick 8-0 run by White River, and Aberdeen Ron Colley will take a timeout. A full timeout here. 5:33 remains fourth quarter. 52-32, Ron Colley leads, and we're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center offers pristine hotel rooms nestled in White River at the crossroads of U.S. Highway 83 and South Dakota Highway 44. This brand new facility is close to hunting, fishing, biking, and touring, and perfect for couples, families, and small groups. Anyone needing a quiet, comfortable haven for business or pleasure. Just to the west lie the majestic Badlands, and beyond those, the legendary Black Hills. Good luck at the state tournament. White River Tigers from the Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead, maximizing your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 52-32. The lead to Aberdeen Roncalli, but White River trying to make it interesting here out of the timeout. Aberdeen Roncalli will answer. It's Morgan Fielder on the inside. She will score the two. 54-32 is our score. That stops the White River scoring run, and now the Lady Tigers will turn it over. A bad pass from Tana Bearheels that's tipped and stolen away. And now Roncalli will bring it into their front court. We talked about how deliberate they were offensively in the third quarter. They are much more so here in the fourth. Jumper up, no good from the corner. That is J.C. Ewart. The rebound pulled down by White River. Lady Tigers will head the other way now. Up front is Malaya Estes. She'll drive inside the arc and pull up the 15-footer, and it's good. Malaya Estes now with 18 points. 54-34, 4.5 minutes remain fourth quarter. Still a long, long, long way to go for White River, but they're going to force Aberdeen Roncalli to play four quarters here. As Roncalli still in the driver's seat with a 20-point advantage. Up top, a three. Up and good, Madeline Bragg. You get her off the block. You get her behind the arc. And you think defensively we've done what we needed to do. But she has three-point range. She drops her first three of the ball game there. And it's 57-34. And here, Malaya Estes on the drive is fouled. She will get free throws. The personal on Olivia Hansen will be her third. An immediate timeout comes at 4 minutes remaining in the ballgame, halfway home in quarter number four. It's 57-34. Aberdeen Roncalli leads, and we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
The staff at Dakota Prairie Bank is proud to support our young athletes in tonight's game. This time of year isn't just busy for them, but moms and dads and other sports fans as well. So when you're on the go, Dakota Prairie Bank provides services that make banking simpler for you, like their online banking. It's quick and convenient and a big help during this busy time of year. Good luck to all the participants from your fans at Dakota Prairie Bank, located in Fort Pierre with branches in Presho, Draper, and White River. Member FDIC.
Dakota Prairie Bank.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Malaya Estes at the free throw line to shoot two as we get back to the action. Estes with her first free throw attempt of the second half. She puts the first of two free throws up and good. 57-35, exactly 4 minutes remain in this fourth quarter. Estes with free throw number two. That is up and good. Lead at 21 for Aberdeen Roncalli as they work across half court to manage time remaining here. Want to shorten things up possession by possession as they operate. Ewart up top. Swings it to the wing. Fielder. She can't hang on to it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Aberdeen Roncalli with their fourth turnover of the second half. They have nine in the ballgame. White River with just eight turnovers in the contest. And it's not been turnovers from one side to the other. It really just comes down to shooting percentage. Aberdeen Roncalli has made shots where White River really hasn't. The three here is up and good, though, by Lily Krogman, her second three in the ballgame. And it's 57-39. 18 points is the deficit for the Tigers. Fielder on the drive. Shot is no good. Rebound and a foul. I think they're going to call the foul on the shot because the call comes in a little bit late. The foul is going to be whistled on Melena Brave, and that will be her first foul. Morgan Fielder at the free throw line to shoot two. First, will rim in and out and off and no good. Ella Hansen checks in. Ava Hansen checks in for Aberdeen Roncalli. 57-39 is our score. As Morgan Fielder, who has missed three free throws in a row, this is her fourth free throw in a row. And here comes White River. The three would make things interesting here as they bring it across to half court. Estes on the move, defended well. They go to Krogman. Lilly for three. That is up no good. And Aberdeen Roncalli will get the rebound. Long pass up the floor. Madeline Bragg, she'll try to go to the rim. Loses the basketball out of bounds. White River, who it looked like was going to give up a breakaway layup, did a good job of hustling. One thing about this Lady Tiger Ball Club, even though they've struggled offensively, they've continued to work hard in the defensive end. They ran that play down. Here's Estes on the drive. Shot is blocked. Loose basketball picked up by Roncalli. They'll push, and they throw the basketball away again. Now, as all of this happens, you say, yes, a defensive stop by White River, and it is. But time continues to run, and that is not in the favor of White River. They still trail by 18. It's 57-39 with 2:40 remaining. It will be in the B tournament. Wall in action. It's a three from the corner. That is Lily Krogman. The shot is up. No good. Wall will be in action in our second game this afternoon. And White River, who appears to be on the short end of this ball game, will play for seventh place. The loser of the game that is upcoming, that's Aberdeen Christian and Wall. Aberdeen Roncalli with the basketball here as we work to 2 minutes remaining. 57-39 is our score. And again, Roncalli spreading the floor. Shot clock at 13 now. They'll isolate Fielder on the left side as she does the rockabye crossover. She drives, loses the basketball. It's tied up. It's loose. And White River's going to come away with it. They let that scrum go on for a while. Here's Estes attacking the rim. Shot is no good. Foul called. Jordan Oden's right on top of it as the foul whistled on Ava Hansen will be her second. Malaya Estes to the free throw line once again. So far, she has been the only one that has attempted free throws for White River in the ballgame. This will be the 10th and 11th attempts of the ballgame. First one is up, no good. A minute 45 remains in the ballgame. It's 57-39. Stay with us during the postgame. We will have our KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. We will talk about our big play of the game. That is brought to you by the Golden Buffalo as well. Second free throw, good. Estes will hit one of two, and she's had a big second half. 17 in the ballgame, 13 in quarters three and four. 57-40. Here is Aberdeen Roncalli on the drive. Shot no good. Rebound loose. It's out of bounds. Madeline Bragg with a diving attempt to control it. She couldn't. The ball will belong to the Lady Tigers. But Aberdeen Roncalli managing a 17-point lead currently. Estes out front, Morrison. Kelsey will drive, leaves it up top. The open look, the three by Carly Cameron, it's no good. Malaya Estes with the offensive rebound. The putback is good. The basket will count. The foul is called. Talk about playing to the end. Malaya Estes continuing to work hard. She gets the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play. The foul on Olivia Hansen is personal foul number four. And Estes again with a big second half for White River. The end one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Aberdeen Ron Collett. 57-42 in a 15-point ball game. White River has scored 20 here on this fourth quarter. But they're going to come up short as Aberdeen Ron Collett is going to pick up victory number 23 on the season. Bragg double-teamed. They send it up top. Shot clock at 10. Down low, Olivia Hansen. She'll get the run at the rim and score the two. White River was scrambling defensively and double-teaming the basketball. And eventually, Aberdeen Ron Collett with quick passes found Hansen wide open, baseline left, and she scores the two. 59-42. It's Estes on the drive. She'll get to the rim and score. That is 21 points in the second half, 25 for the ball game, and now Aberdeen Ron Collett bringing the ball into the front court. Play is stopped as Aberdeen Ron Collett wants to send new players in the ball game. White River will do the same. And for White River, we'll see Skylar Krogman in the ball game. Madison Lavallee in the contest as well. Aclinta Baldock Bodger. Botchker in the contest. And a fresh five on the floor for Aberdeen Ron Collett as well. A three taken. That is up no good. Offensive rebound. That is Madison Martin. She'll send it back out front. Final seconds of this ball game. Another three up top. That is no good. White River will get the rebound. They'll head the other way. Time will expire. And this ball game is in the books. 59-44, Aberdeen Ron Collett will come away with the victory. White River made things interesting. In fact, White River scored half of their ball game's points here in this fourth quarter, putting up 22, and they will play tomorrow at noon for seventh place, and we'll have it for you on KPLO. Post game is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Horizon Healthcare sees everyone, from tots to teenagers to seniors. We're committed to wellness where you live, with local medical and behavioral health services for the entire family. Why take a day off work or spend a tank of gas when comprehensive and convenient care is right next door? So, schedule your Horizon Healthcare appointment today.
Horizon Healthcare, serving Fort Thompson, Wessington Springs, Plankinton, and Woonsocket.
Welcome to White River's gathering spot for family and friends. Lance and Tracy Tucker, new owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. The Roundup Bar and Grill offers great food, great service, and cold beverages. Lance and Tracy are looking forward to seeing you at the Roundup. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays and midnight on weekends. With breakfast and noon specials. Let's go, Tigers. Best of luck to the White River Tigers from the Roundup Bar and Grill in White River.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Krogman Law Office specializes in estate planning with a primary focus on wills. Call Kirby Krogman at 259-3474, 211 East 3rd Street in White River. Plan and protect your assets for you, your family, and your legacy. Call Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC, 259-3474. Proud to sponsor this broadcast of White River Tiger Basketball. Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
We all work together. Your hometown is our hometown. At your Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, we don't simply send electricity to your home. We look out for you and your entire community. We do so for a very simple reason. It's ours, too. That's why we're always working to keep the lights on and our costs down. Because we pay the same bills you pay. Your hometown is our hometown. And together, we can't go wrong. Cherry Todd Electric Cooperative, a Touchtone Energy Cooperative, looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
The Wigwam in White River is proud to be a sponsor of White River High School and youth activities. The Wigwam is your local grocery store offering a great meat department, fresh produce, and friendly local folks ready to help you with your grocery and sundry items. Stop in and check out the everyday savings that the Wigwam is known for. Good luck, Tiger athletes, from everybody at the Wigwam, located in White River, your locally owned and operated grocery store.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Watertown Civic Arena, post-game underway. Our consolation semifinal matchup involving White River. The Lady Tigers knocked off by Aberdeen Ron Conley. Final score 59-44. In this ball game, White River will play the loser of the Wall Aberdeen Christian contest tomorrow at noon for seventh place here from the State B as Aberdeen Christian and Wall warming up and getting ready for the second consolation semifinal matchup. We were handed a couple moments ago the statistics in this ball game, and it really bears out what we talked about throughout the broadcast. White River just 3 of 24 from the field in the first half, shooting 12%. They were 13 of 27 from the field in the second half, but by halftime, the damage was done as White River trailed by 18 at that point, 29-18. The other thing that strikes me statistic-wise was the rebounding department. We knew White River giving up a little size to this much taller Aberdeen Ron Colley lineup, and Aberdeen Roncalli eventually was able to take control of both the offensive and defensive glass, a 35-26 rebounding advantage for Aberdeen Roncalli. He'll tell the tale in this ball game as Aberdeen Roncalli, the number one seed in this State B tournament. They got upset by Viberg Hurley yesterday, but they start another winning streak here as they knock off White River by a final of 59-44. Let's look at individual scoring for Aberdeen Roncalli. First, three players in double figures, led by the senior Morgan Fielder, who had 18 points. Madeline Bragg with 17. Olivia Hansen, who not only scored 17 points, but did a very good job defensively on Malaya Estes in the first half. She had 17 in the ballgame. Ella Hansen with 3. J.C. Ewart with 3. And Ava Hansen with 2 points in the ballgame. And a total of 59 for Aberdeen Roncalli. Lady Cavaliers go to the free throw line 18 times tonight. They were 9 of 18 from the free throw line. And Aberdeen Roncalli, by the official statistics, with 9 turnovers in the ballgame. For the Lady Tigers of White River, they are led by Malaya Estes, who had 21 of her 25 points in the second half. Lily Krogman with 6, Camaria Krogman with 6 points in the ballgame, 5 for Kelsey Morrison, 2 points for Melina Brave, and a total of 44 for White River. Lady Tigers wound up going to the free throw line 12 times. They were 7 of 12 from the free throw line. And again, turnovers were not the issue for either team. We turnover-wise, for White River, we have them at 8 and 9 for Aberdeen Roncalli. It just came down to making shots, and you can give credit to Aberdeen's Roncalli's defense, and you should, but a lot of those long-range jumpers that White River normally knocks down, they were short from the opening quarter, which means that that game yesterday where they came up in the short end, of course, at Kostickney, took a lot out of this ball club, and they were tired coming in, and come up short. We'll play for seventh place tomorrow on KPLO. Postgame continues. Our big play of the game is next, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, our big play of the game, well, it had to be what happened in the first quarter. White River struggles from the field where, their defense kind of slowed Aberdeen Roncalli down, but the Cavaliers were able to open up a 10-3 lead at the end of the opening quarter. Then they outscored White River 19-8 in the second quarter, and that's really where the where this tale was told. And the performance by Aberdeen Roncalli and the first half, not only on the offensive end, but you got to give their defense a lot of credit for what they did as well. That is our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Coming up next, it is our player of the game. And before we name our player of the game, let's hear from CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at things on the White River side for our Player of the Game Award. A big night for Malaya Estes. Big afternoon, we should say, as Malaya with 25 points in the ballgame. Kelsey Morrison with 5 in the ballgame. But we're going to give Lily Krogman our Player of the Game. Lily played well yesterday in the loss to Corsica Stickney. She comes out, provides some offense in the second half for the Lady Tigers. She hit a couple threes in the ballgame, and she is our CHS River Plains Player of the Game. One more game remains in the girls' basketball season for us and for the White River Lady Tigers. White River will be in action next week, or maybe actually tomorrow, as they will be in action taking on the loser of the game upcoming between Aberdeen Christian and Wall. We know it will be a noon tip-off. And we will have it for you, 11:45 or so with our pregame. Probably tip off at about 5 after the hour. So we'll be on the air around 11:45 with our pregame show as we wrap up the girls' basketball season here on KPLO. As we funnel the White River Tigers through this state basketball tournament. We try to update scores quickly. Final, Red Cloud knocking off Lakota Tech. 64-44 is the final score in that ball game. Dakota Valley Sioux Falls Christian will get ready to go here in just a few moments. Rapid City Central, they are working to take on Sioux Falls Washington, and that currently is a 20-13 lead for Sioux Falls Washington. That is midway through the second quarter out in Rapid City. So the other games in the AA tournament, Sioux Falls Lincoln versus Harrisburg, Sioux Falls Jefferson and Rapid City Stevens tonight, along with Sioux Falls O'Gorman taking on Brandon Valley. And, of course, we'll have basketball tomorrow. White River in action, playing for seventh place here at the State B tournament. And we'll have a pregame for you at 11:45 on KPLO. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast, in whole or in part, may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to slink twice and slow down in case of ice. Our coverage of the State B Girls Basketball Tournament on KPLO brought to you by Horizon Healthcare, the Roundup Bar and Grill, Krogman Law Office, Cherry Todd Electric, the Wigwam, Sweet Spot American, Hotel and Business Center, by the Dakota Prairie Bank, by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the Golden Buffalo, by Right Seat, Actigra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO all season long. Brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Tank Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. Again, from the Watertown Civic Arena, the Aberdeen Roncalli Cavaliers 59, the White River Tigers 44, and we wish you all a very pleasant afternoon. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.